Gabby asked me yesterday, what was the best thing in America? And I was like, yeah, but alles was lekker. What was the worst thing? Yeah, nothing was the worst. There was nothing. I mean, we flew for 24 hours, were on airports and flew on airplanes for 24 hours at a time. That was lekker. I'm ready to go again. Yeah, get your passports ready. But I'm sure some of you are saying, man, are we going to hear about this man going to America again? Nia, that's not what I'm going to share this morning. I just actually want to share about the goodness and the grace of God. And our community on Wednesday had a very deep discussion about America. Frans can tell you all about it. We discussed how toilets work in America. That's what we did on Wednesday evening. Hoe werk die toilette in Amerika? Dis wat hulle by my wil weet. So we had a deep discussion. It's natuurlijk the best community groups have joined us. We share stories on toilets. But I did share a little bit with the group that I feel God is saying, and definitely saying to me, that we are not trusting Him enough. The verse that comes to mind is Ephesians 3 verse 20. And we've got the ESV, I think, that it says, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than I can ask or imagine. I didn't imagine or ask God to go to America. The New Living Translation says, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Like I said last week, I didn't go to Andrew's church because I was such a great worship leader or an excellent keyboard player, or I wanted to give my insight to make an impact on the church in the US. No, God sent us, me and my wife, yes, through people for which we are very grateful for, but God sent us to just go to the US. Lindy Collier actually came to Henry beforehand. And said she felt that the Lord say, we should not think that we should go and do something there. But God actually just wants to spoil us. What? God sends us to America to spoil us. My mind cannot think that. I cannot comprehend that. And that is our God. That is our God in Ephesians 3 verse 20. And I want to make a statement today, and I want to say we are not trusting God enough. If we were, then me standing here saying that I went to America, came back with all my savings money still intact, which I thought I was going to give out on that side, spend on that side. This should actually be a normal thing that we hear every week if we really trust God enough. If I ask you right now, what are you trusting God for? No. What are you trusting God for right now? Do you have an answer? So it's what you here for trust. Something. There should be. It doesn't need to be a trip overseas. But are you trusting God for something right now? Or are we just on autopilot in life? Going to work on Monday, going to church on Sunday, not excited, not expectant for God to do anything. We actually have to be trusting God for something constantly. Okay, that's that. The conference. So it was a conference from the 412, so they were equipping the saints. That's why we are there. And Liesl actually shared something this morning. Ek het jou nou nie geprep nie, maar wil jy nie gou kom share what you had in the prayer meeting about Jesus walking with his mother?
Yes, I was just reminded of that part in the Word where they were looking for Jesus, and then Jesus said to his mom, do you not know that I'm about my Father's house? And those words just felt so tangible this morning, that our lives should be about our Father's house.
And that is what you must hear this morning. Our lives, Maandag, Dinsdag, Woensdag, Donderdag, Vrydag, Saterdag, en Sondag, should be about our Father's house. I'm not saying you must not work, it's belangrik. But we need to be about our Father's house. So in America, the church, the way we do church in Josh Jen, is still in its infancy. That's what both Henri and I felt while we were there. So the topics at the conference were things that we've heard before, but God opened it in such a way that it all seemed new to me. The first one was a guy called Nick. I don't have his surname. He's from America. Yeah, Whelan. He was actually the guy that spoke at the end, the last one. But he shared on the nation as our inheritance. And Psalm 2 verse 8 says, ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the end of the earth your possession. The concept of that preach and the thought throughout it, the golden thread throughout the conference for me was, we don't want a healthy church for us. And I think Davi said it this morning. We don't want a healthy church for us. We don't want to come here on a Sunday, have good coffee, dat het ons onder beheer, good worship, dat het ons onder beheer, great preaching, dat het ons onder beheer, and just sit here and go home. We want a healthy church because we want to multiply what we've got here in Calitzdorp, in De Rust, in Ladysmith. That's why we come here. And God actually tells the church in Acts 1 verse 8, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That is why the Spirit is coming, so that we can be His witness. Did they say here the lead elder will be the witness in Calitzdorp? The lead elder will be the witness in De Rust? No, we are going to be the witnesses. And that's what we need to be. We need to be witnesses. That happened in Acts. They built a healthy church. In fact, it was so healthy that in Acts 2 verse 41, 3,000 people were added to them in one day. That's a healthy church. Genuchtig, 3,000 mensen. I'm not saying having a good and healthy church is wrong, but we should have that, but we cannot stop there. If that lead elder or elders thought, okay, 3,000 people, we have arrived. Nou kan ek my eie parkeerplek kry. Then they were on the wrong track. We as Josh in Oudtshoorn should actually get to a place where we send people out. Nothing against them, but it's not going to be them. It can be, but it's not going to be. It needs to be us. We need to go. It seems to me that they didn't do it. Because in Acts 8 verse 4, God scattered them. Acts 8 verse 4 says, those who had been scattered, so like many here, they were scattered, preached the word wherever they went. And once again, and they sent the lead elder out to Calitzdorp, and he preached the word. Those who had been scattered, preached the word wherever they went. It's us, guys. Ek en jy. Die gewone ou. God wants us, each one of us, to go out. He wants to give the nations as our inheritance. Will it be easy? Ons gaan nou daarby kom. Will it be uncomfortable? Ja, ek wil julle 'n storie vertel. Kyk, ek is mos nou 'n introvert, né? Those who knows me know I'm an introvert. And I struggle with small talk. Ek's nou 'n bietjie vulnerable, so ek struggle with small talk. I can start a conversation. Dis vir my, hoe gaan dit met jou? Wie is jy? Waar kom jy? That's easy. But keeping a conversation going, dis vir my moeilik. So we were in America and a guy from Canada, we spoke Afrikaans at the coffee table. Ek sê vir Henry, gee vir my die melk aan. Hoor jy my, die ou hier agter my kry amper 'n oorval. Because we are speaking Afrikaans and he wants to speak to me. So we spoke a little bit. Like I said, I can get a conversation started. But to keep it going is vir my moeilik. So the next day we were having coffee again. Want daar kry jy half en half melk, né? Dis soos half room, half melk. Ooh, dis lekker. Nie soos hierdie 2% by ons nie. Nee. Healthy, very healthy. So he comes to me and he says, I've been searching for you. I want to speak to you. And I was like, oh my goodness, now moet ek hierdie small talk aan. Ek het gister mooi reg gekry, but now I have to keep on. Guys, it's not going to be comfortable. Maar ek het gesmol talk. Die small talk lekker, ons het nou foonnommers ook uitgeruil. So ek uitgeruil. So ek ken nou iemand in Canada. So getting the nation as our inheritance might be a little bit uncomfortable. But if I can do it, so can you. If God can use me, not highly educated, slightly introverted, average Joe, to go and sow some seeds for the gospel, not only in the US, but also in Kimberley, which are also coming next week, I hear, or Stillby, which were here last week, then you can definitely do it. The next thing that I spoke about is die to self. So, if we want to have the nation as our inheritance, obviously there are a few things that need to happen. One of those things is I need to die of myself, die introverted thing now. I need to die of that. A speaker from Canada called Rick Newfield spoke about dying to self. John 12, verse 24 to 26 says, very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. So I want to ask you, and we've heard this in this church over and over and over and over again, are you dead? Because you need to be dead. You ought to be dead. Otherwise, you cannot produce seed. But I don't want to stand still there. I want to carry on to the next one. He said, we also need love. Very important. We need to have love. And 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 to 6 gives us what love is. So this is die gewone love nie. It's not normal love. It's this godly love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy, doesn't boast. So you must have all of those things. And it's pretty easy to know if you've got all of those things. Just ask yourself, am I patient? Hoekom lag almal nou so? Dis die wat nie patient is nie. Am I kind? Am I envious? Do I boast? Am I proud? Do I dishonor other? Am I self-seeking? Do I easily get anger? Do I keep record of wrongs? Because if you do some of those things, it means that you don't have love. But he even went further and says, I don't actually just have to die of myself. I actively need to change. I actively need to change. If I am not patient, I should actively desire to be patient. And to do that, I must ask a friend. So I must go to Oom Frans, have a coffee with him, and say, Oom Frans, am I patient? Do you see impatience in me? Davi, do you see that I'm proud? You must go and actively seek people to tell you if you are missing the mark somewhere. Because God wants you ready to give the nations as an inheritance. Why should I change? It's a good question. Why do we need more patience? Be more kind. Because we are going to reach the nations. Ek, jy. Nie net Davie, Liesel, Michael nie. Of Stefan en Thomas nie. You are going. So you need to love well. The next thing they spoke about is unity. And we've also spoken about unity in church. Unity is a big thing. We need to be united as a church. Because why? We have to reflect God well. When Oudtshoorn looks at Josh Jane Oudtshoorn, do we reflect God well? Of is hier oneenigheid tussen ons? We need to be united. And God prayed that prayer in John 17. My prayers is not for them alone. I pray also that those who believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. Guys, we need to fight for unity in this church. And you know what? The devil gaan sy bes probeer. To, ek weet nie wat is die teenoorgestelde van unity nie. Is it disunity? Dis wat die duivel gaan doen. It's his go-to method is to try and disunify a church. Did God really say? Het Dawie regtig gesê? So Lucas Nakos encourage us to look at Matthew 18, verse 15. En as jy nou lank in die kerk is, then you know what it's about. Ne? So I'm just going to read verse 15. It's Matthew 18, 15. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. I want you to take your Bible, maybe not now, but you can, but maybe this afternoon, and look at your Matthew 18, verse 15. My Matthew 18, 15 says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their faults. This is what my NIV Bible says. If your brother or sister sins, go and point out their faults. So ek is altyd onder die indruk, this is when my brother sins. Smoking, using drugs, ek weet nie, embezzling money, wat se sins kan ons aan dink. When that happens, I must go to him and say, hoorie William, ek dink nie, jy moet rook nie. Daai vaping, kom aan William. That's what I thought Matthew 18 was about. As ek my boetie sien sin, then I must go and talk to him. But as we looked at Matthew 18 verse 15, the ESV says, if your, and ek sien daai en sê dit ook, if your brother sins against you, so Shanae het bietjie vals gesing vanoggend, ek voel, oh, vals gesing, jy het die vals gesing, jy hoor, en het pla my. Then I must go to Shanae and say, Shanae, weet jy wat, I think we must just look at your tone a little bit. Can we help you? Maybe you didn't hear God lekker. Jammer dat ek op jou pik. Like an appointment. Okay, net onthou vrouens, ek moet my vrou saamvat na Shanae toe, ne? The thing is, we keep Matthew 18 for the big stuff. And not for the small stuff. Nou gaan praat ek nie met Shanae nie. Next week is it soos, Shanae is going to do worship again. Oh, the worship in this church. You see what the devil did there? Caused division. We must fight for unity. And we must use Matthew 18, 15 often. So I vark in your heart, kom. Use Matthew 18, 15. It's not for the big things. It's for the small things. And I must confess, ek, Thomas, I'm guilty of this. If something happens and it's if my lekker in church, then I keep it for myself. It's a dangerous place to be. Because that thing swept under the carpet will cause some or other offense bigger than the one today. So please, and they encourage us, use Matthew 18. And I want to encourage you this morning. Use Matthew 18. But now, say for instance, I was the one wat bietjie vals gesing het. And Shanae comes to me. Then I must have, sy moet natuurlik, she must do it in love. Ne? Nie soos wat ek nou gedoen het, nie. She must do it in love. Come to me and say, Thomas, Weet jy wat? Jy sing so 'n bietjie vals. But I must have a soft and open heart when she comes and speak to me. Dit help nie ek klim nou op my perkie en sê, weet jy wat, ek sing nou al vir 99 jaar, ek weet hoe om te sing nie. No, I must have a soft heart, say, you know what, Shanae, I didn't realize it. I'll try my best next week. Please help me. They use Psalm 141 verse 5 as what my attitude should actually be like. Maar ek is te bang om het te lees vir ons, but let's read it. Let a righteous man strike me. It is a kindness. That must be our heart. Let him rebuke me. It is oil on my head. That should be our attitude when somebody comes. Ek is hier op my high horse. And somebody comes and say, I really felt this. Speak it out. And you know what? You might win a brother. And then Matthew 18 goes further. As jy voel, Shanae het nog nie vir jou geluister nie, take somebody with you. Not somebody that also thinks Shanae sing false nie. Let's fight for unity in this church. It all seems a lot. We have to die to self, we have to love more, we have to be united, we have to reflect God, we have to trust God. It all seems like all of these things I need to do. But Dan Barnard, in one of his sessions, came and reminded us, you know what? We've got the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit needs to fill us. Because the Holy Spirit is going to make all of these things that I've mentioned a little bit easier. Die small talk is going to make that easier. And they were sharing Galatians 5 verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. How gaat hy? And the main thing here is the word is but the fruit of the Spirit. Nee? The fruits of the Spirit. Nee? Yeah, but the Spirit only gave me joy, kindness, and faithfulness. That's what I got. Nee, the fruit of the Spirit is all those things. That is what the Spirit gives all of us. Al die goed. Nie net some parts nie. The Sunday before the conference, Dan spoke about guarding the heart. I know our community did it at Oom Frans while I was away. And that preached wrecked me. So please, it's online already, Dan Barnard. But you know what? I realized in that moment, I cannot change my heart through my mind. Going to say it again. I cannot change my heart through my mind. I cannot change my heart through any knowledge. I can 50,000 boeke gaan lees on how to guard your heart. It's not going to change my heart. And the last one was, no religious effort will change my heart. He said that. No religious effort will change my heart. Only God can change my heart. So put that verse on again, Galatians. Don't I have love? Ask God to give you love. Am I struggling with joy? Ask God. Am I struggling with peace? Ask God. Am I struggling with kindness? Ask God. Don't you try to do it on your own. And that's the part that wrecked me. Sometimes I try to get these things out of my own effort. If I only read my Bible more, then I can have more peace. If I can only sit down on a Monday morning and pray for an hour, then I will have more joy. And it's not wrong. Please, I'm not saying it's wrong. It's for me. If only I read my Bible every day for an hour, then I will have peace. No, no, guys, no. God loves us. He gave the Holy Spirit to us. And my prayer for myself and for each one of you is, God, show me your love. Wys dit vir my. And then the devil comes hierso by die agterkant en sê, ja, maar onthou die Here het vir jou gesterf aan die kruis. And yes, that is true. God did die for me on a cross. But God, on a Monday morning, while I'm at work that I don't like, show your love to me, God. I need to have joy. Why, Lord? Because I need to reflect you well on a Monday morning. We will never be able to do this on our own. Nooit. If jy kan try wat jy wil, it'll not work. You know what, in church, we sometimes get so busy with church and doing the things of God that we actually forget where I come from. Ek vergeet waar ek vandaan kom. I've been in this church for 17 years. I sometimes forget how privileged I am to be in this church and not the church down the road. Where I went on a Sunday, sat in the chair, staan op, sing a song, sit, staan op, sing a song, and they preach for 20 minutes and we go home. I forget that. Dan said the following, the good news of the gospel is not only for the lost or the brokenhearted. The good news of the gospel is for me. Ek wat al 17 jaar in Josh Jane is, the good news is for me as well. I must ask God to show me the wonder that He showed me the first time I walked into Josh Jane Oxford. The other thing they spoke about is Luke 10 verse 25. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. How am I going to love the Lord with all my heart? You must pray 24 hours a day. No, Lord, show me your love. And then it goes on, and your neighbor as yourself. We must love our neighbors. And who's our neighbors? The lost, the brokenhearted. Dan shared a story. It's a story from his life. So it's not my story. But I want to share the story with you guys because it just struck me. He said, not so long ago, he was very, very chuffed with the church that he was leading. So if you know Dan Barnard, they came from Benoni, moved down to Cape Town, and he now leads the Josh Jane 830 congregation. Eh? He was very chuffed. That church was healthy. Ek sê net nou, maar dit voel vir my so, die koffie was goed, die worship was lekker, die preaching was good, so het lekker gefellowship with our brothers. That was his church. It was healthy, it was going strong. But one day God told him, the reason for that healthy church is not for a healthy church, but it's actually to share the gospel. And then he said, evangelism. If you say the word evangelism, dan ek somme iets aan. And I feel the same. We've got evangelists in this church that can go out on a Friday evening. Ons raai kursus gedoen. Wat het ons dit genoem? E3. You go to somebody, knock on the door and do evangelistic work. Maar ek, Owens, I struggle with it. If you tell me we are going to go out and evangelize on Wednesday evening, dan moet ek my hare was. That's how Dan feel, but that's how I also feel, and that's why the story maybe resonated with me. Don't tell me we're going to do evangelistic work on a Wednesday evening. Ek my hare was, of weet jy wat, my tekkies korte was. But he said at that time, he prayed for the lost. He prayed for the lost. God broke into his prayers, and God said the following, give me a name. Oh my goodness. God wants each and every one of us to do evangelism. Dan said, evangelism is not for the people we don't know. Evangelism is for the people that we actually know. Do you know one person that's not saved? Yes. So say we are 100 people here. Kyk hom so, ek sien hy's 100. If we are 100 people here, and each one of us prays for one unsaved friend, or one unsaved person working with us, Jenny Verkney, one person that you know of that is unsaved, one person, in a year, this can be 200 people sitting here. Think about that. We must start to trust God for the unsaved people we know. I'm not saying there's no place for evangelistic work and the evangelisms and evangelists among us have no job. No, they've got a job. But each one of us can actually evangelize to the one person that we know is unsaved. Trust God more. Trust God for them by name. Will you have to talk to them about church? Who knows? Miskien. But God will give you the opportunity to talk to them. Dan's story went on and he shared how his congregation partnered with them as leaders. And they reached the friends and the family of the people in church. So why did God send us to America? To spoil us? Yes. But I think God just ignited his fire in me again. He wanted to show his wonder to me again. He wanted to remind me that he's got the nation as an inheritance for me. All I have to do is I have to trust him. And I have to stay connected to God. I want to read a part of Psalm 139 to you. It says, Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of dawn, if I settle on a far side of the sea. And that is what Henry shared with me. She felt we were literally on the other side of the world, walking on a beach. But you know what? God was there. His love was exactly the same there than it was here. We need to get about the business of our Father. And the business of our Father is the nations as our inheritance. Us sitting here in Oudtshoorn, each one of us, you need to go somewhere. If it's to Calitzdorp, it's to Calitzdorp. If it's to George, then it's George. Just obviously, there's a lot of unsafe people there. I'm joking. If it's to Josh Jen Oudtshoorn PM, then it's to Josh Jen Oudtshoorn PM. But we have to step out. God is not going to use the highly educated. He can. The highly educated, the ouens wat Bible school to us. For years, 3 years in Bible school, God is going to use each one of us. Each one of us. But we have to say, God, here I am. I am ready to plant. I'm ready to come and worship in front. I'm ready to pour some coffee. I'm ready to lead worship. I'm ready to play guitar. I'm ready to lead a comm. Speak to the leaders. Come beside us and say, we want to partner with you. We want to take Josh Jen Oudtshoorn. We want to multiply this church into something. Not because it'll make us go, we've arrived. No, we have to infiltrate the nation. We have to infiltrate Oudtshoorn. We have to infiltrate Calitzdorp. We have to infiltrate the rest. Open your heart to what God has for you. Let's pray. Yes, Lord, sometimes we get so busy with life. And life as we know it, Lord, going to work on a Monday and on a Tuesday and sport on a Saturday and church on a Sunday, Lord, but actually, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will show us that we should be about the business of our Father, Lord, each day of the week, Lord, each day. God, but my greatest prayer for each one of us, Lord, coming from America, Lord, is that you will show us your love, Lord. I pray for an encounter with your love for each one of us in this week that comes, Lord. I pray it for myself. I pray it for my family, Lord. But I pray it for each one of us sitting here today, Lord, that we will actually realize how much you love us. So much so, Lord, that you will not leave us as is. So much so, Lord, that you've got so much more in store for each one of us sitting here, Lord, that we can ever think or ever imagine, Lord. Ever think. Lord, I see people here sitting here in this congregation leading communities, Lord. I see people sitting in this church today, Lord, leading worship, God. I see people sitting here today preaching the gospel, Lord, wherever they go, Lord. So, Lord, I want to pray, Lord, it's not something that, it's another task that I must do, God. It's something that your Spirit is going to reveal in us, Lord. And I pray for that revelation, Lord, for each one of us. That thing, Lord, that you have got so much more for each one of us, Lord. Holy Spirit, break into our quiet times in this week, Lord, and show us the love that you have got for us, each one of us. Thank you that you use ordinary, normal people, Lord, to share your word. Thank you that you can use highly educated and very eloquent speaking people, Lord. But thank you that you can also use each one of us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that we will not try to box you in, God, and think this is the only thing I can do. I can only pour coffee. But no, Lord, that we will say, God, I can pour coffee. I'm going to do this for your name, Lord, and for your glory, Lord. Because you've got so much more for each one of us. Thank you that I can pray this prayer this morning. Thank you that I can in faith say, Lord, that this church will grow into something beautiful, Lord. Not because we as a church want to be something beautiful, but because we want to reflect you well, God. We want to reflect you so, Lord, that we can multiply and go into the nations and spread the gospel of the good news. Thank you that we can pray all of these things in your name. And I want to take the opportunity this morning, if there's some here that say, but I don't know this God you are talking about. I don't know this God that sends people to other places. And I want to take the opportunity and say, if you want to, ask God to come into your life this morning, that you will just raise your hand. Maybe for the first time, never ever ask God to come and live in my heart. Maybe for a second time or a third time. I even feel there's some here this morning that say, genigtig, I think it's my 10th time. But even for you, there's grace this morning. And God will, just embrace you with open arms, even if it's your 10th time, saying, God, will you please just come and live in my heart? Ignite the fire in my heart again for your love and your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that each one sitting here today is saved, God. That we all are going to inherit the kingdom of God, the heaven. We are all going to heaven, God. So each one of us, God, can actually play a part in growing your kingdom, God. I pray, Lord, that you will remind us each and every day, God, that you want to use us in your kingdom, Lord. And then whenever I try to say, but Lord, what can I give? That the Holy Spirit will remind us that we've got some seed in us that we can sow somewhere. And for now, if it is in Joshin Otsurang, then it's in Joshin Otsurang. But I pray, Lord, that that seed will multiply into a wonderful thing, Lord, that we've at one stage will have so much seed, Lord, that we cannot to see anerskan as to go places and to go and sow that seed, Lord. So I really pray for the multiplication of seeds today, God. So that we can go into the nation and get the nations as our inheritance, like you promised each one of us. Amen.